Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Welcome back. Every budding author dreams of the thrill of seeing their name in print. The book publishing world can be a tough nut to crack, as many a rejected writer has found for many decades, but the explosion of social media and other forms of electronic communication is opening more avenues for writers to self-publish their work. Now, tomorrow night, Schuller's Bookstore in Okemos hosts two authors for a friendly debate on the merits of self-publication versus going the traditional route of finding a large publishing house. Jenny Milchman is author of The Cover of Snow. She's published by Ballantine Random House. She's one of the speakers tomorrow night. She joins us by phone right now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
And Rick Mercer's in our studio here at Current State. He's the author of Caribbean Moon, and Rick is a self-published author from Holt. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Mark.
Let's start with the more traditional approach with a traditional publishing company. Jenny, how does that work? I mean, has that changed much over the years?
You know, I think one of the things is that it hasn't changed much over the years, and that with the traditional publishing system, there's a large, you know, entrenched group of gatekeepers, and the writer kind of keeps improving his or her craft as she gets rejections. They're inevitable. They're inevitable probably on every publishing path. It's just a question of who's doing the rejecting. But if you want to be published with a major house, you basically have to get an agent, and then an agent has to find an editor at a publishing house who loves your book, and then the editor has to find other people at that publishing house who also love the book and agree that it's worth taking on. And then finally, there's the magic of an offer, and if you're lucky, you get to tour around the country and talk to radio hosts and authors like Rick here.
Self-publication, then, Rick. What is exactly meant by that?
Self-publication is exactly that. You take things into your own hands. You decide, or by necessity, ignore the steps that Jenny discussed. You don't seek an agent. You don't seek a traditional publishing contract. And with the advent of ebooks and that format these days, you can publish on your own. You don't have to go through that process.
You still got to get a book published. You've still got to get it on store shelves. How does that happen?
Well, my focus was not that. My focus was the ebook world. The print book is just a minor part of our sales. Our ebooks were our major focus. And with the advent of the Kindle and the Nook and the Smashwords forums or formats with iTunes and Kobo and the like, it was an easy process to do. And it's easy accessibility to folks who want to read that way. There's still a lot of folks like to have a book in their hand, but
so what was it? Did it just mean an awful lot less for you to hold your first hardcore copy of Caribbean Moon? It just wasn't high on your list of priorities, or did it still feel good? But it ranks down the list of priorities.
Yeah,
it never did.
It never was a priority for me to see my book in a bookstore. And I know that's a little different, but I approach the thing from my love for writing is immense, and reading as well. But I also have a strong business background, and I thought, well, if I'm wanting to do this, I want to do it on an efficient business model. And I chose that. I chose my audience. I chose the type of book we wanted to write, and it worked very well for us.
Do you find Jenny Milchman? Do you find the advantages of self-publication pretty seductive, or what?
I think that there are three fantastic ways to publish these days, and I think it's wonderful news for writers and wonderful news for readers, because it means that there's more books out there and more ways to get them. You know, I think the way you two gentlemen were talking about it probably puts your finger on exactly why I hung in there. It took me 13 years to get published. A lot of those years were really painful ones. But for me, holding a book in my hands, and right now we are on this crazy wonderful tour of 7 months on the road of going to bookstores and libraries, and that was very important to me. You know, libraries and bookstores kind of saved me as a child, and they were just wrapped up in my writing dreams. But I think that Rick's right, and readers, you know, there are plenty. It seems that books are holding steady as a medium, which is wonderful news, but readers certainly love reading digitally as well, and the ease of application, you know, is a great thing because they can get Rick's book, you know, in their hands within 15 seconds. And, you know, I think it's wonderful news on every front. For me personally, it was just very important to walk into that bookstore. And, you know, yesterday I got to see a window full of my books, and it was a real, you know, just personally kind of a moment for me.
So none of that happens for you, Rick?
Not that way.
The book tour, the bookstores, the face-to-face, the press in the flesh, that kind of thing.
We've had some of that, you know, certainly. And then Shula Tomorrow Night will be our second or third event. But it's not something that, I mean, I tip my hat to Jenny. She's a dedicated woman. She knew what she wanted, and I have great respect for that. I didn't particularly want to do that at this point. But having said that, seeing a book in print, seeing your own book in print, is a hoot.
It amounts to a much greater, it's interpreted by most people as a much greater democratization of media. Rick, how much so?
I believe that they're absolutely true. I think Jenny used a term a little while ago called gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And to me, the gatekeepers are the readers. If you listen to her process, you have an agent, you have an editor, then you have an editor who has to tell the folks above that editor how good this book is going to be and then get it out. That's a lot of steps. That's a lot of gatekeepers to let the public decide what they want to read and what they don't want to read. And to me, that's always a factor. I think most folks deserve, everybody deserves an opportunity to be published, and then let the readers decide if that's if that's a ball game they want to get into.
Jenny, do more published titles in whatever format, including the e format, do more published titles amount to more quality? Is that a net gain for the reading public?
I think that's the hardest question you have asked on this show, and it's a great interview with real depth to it. I mean, yes and no is what I would say. I agree with you both. The democratization is a wonderful thing, and of course the readers should decide. And the funny thing is that the readers really do decide. And one thing that Rick will probably be too modest to say is that he is a self-published author, but he has experienced tremendous success. He's a best-selling self-published author, which is an amazing thing. And I think whether you're traditionally published or self-published, being a bestseller is going to be a very rare little sliver of the pie. You know, just if you look at a curve of distribution, the bestsellers are always going to be small. And I think you can attain that status as a self-published author or a traditionally published author. But the quality is probably going to be about the same proportionately no matter where you go. Not every traditionally published book is great, as many people will tell you. And not every self-published book is great. But if you're able to find it, there are great books on both realms. And it's just the question is finding it. And I think Rick, you know, is painting kind of a wonderful picture of things that the reader decides, but that everything in publishing and writing comes with a cost. And one of the problems that we're facing with 250,000 new books being uploaded this year is, how does the reader find those great books? How do we find the Rick Mercer titles and the other ones that are really wonderful? And the statement Rick made about everybody deserves to publish a book, yes, you know, we live in America, and that's true, and we're all entitled to the pursuit of happiness, but does it present a problem for readers looking for great books? Yes, I think it does. And we haven't solved it yet.
Rick, do you run into other authors who consider it still pretty desirable to be published by a big-name company?
Absolutely, and I think Jenny makes a lot of great points with the comment. I think that's still a dream that a lot of folks have, my approach is a little more pragmatic, like I said, a little more from a business standpoint. But the dream of having your book in print, the dream of having have an agent call you and say, "We got you published," I can't imagine a higher high for an author who's seeking that kind of thing, you know. I think that's where the good vibes come from, the traditional side. I think that they have an opportunity to make someone's day with that kind of thing. And if that's what you seek, and Jenny is a model of seeking that at 13 years.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Rick Mercer is the author of Caribbean Moon. He is a self-published author from Holt, Michigan. Jenny Milchman is the author of Cover of Snow. She's published by Ballantine Random House. And tomorrow night, they'll gather at Schuller's in Okemos for a friendly debate on the merits of self-publication versus going the traditional route of finding a large publishing house. Jenny, Rick, thanks very much.
Thanks,
Mark. Thank you,
Mark.
It's been great.